Yes, we are. He's ready. All I have to do is say his name and his title, and you know exactly who it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, Governor Rick Perry. Yeah! Are there any patriots in the crowd out there? If you love America, let's hear it today. Let them hear you in Washington, D.C. It's a great day to be in Austin. It's always a great day to be in the state of Texas. Good to be together on the 4th of July. We celebrate America's traditions, express our frustration with a federal government that's rooting further and further into your lives, darling. I got it. And spinning wildly out of control. It's nice to see a bunch of people here who understand that the shenanigans that are going on in Washington, D.C. are not just some misguided attempts at social engineering, but they are legitimate threats to our freedom, our finances, and our future. We're not here today to preach rebellion, subversion, or insurrection. Not many of us are anyway. But to express our love for the greatest country in the world and discuss how to keep it from going off the cliff. We want to be a part of a growing movement in this nation of sensible people from every race and creed and political persuasion who cannot abide the ongoing assault on the values that made our nation great, the freedom that set us apart. Folks here not only understand the importance of liberty, but love it so much that you're willing to take a stand and raise your voice in defense of those freedoms. You know, there was a time in our nation's future or in our nation's history when patriots like you had to disguise yourself to walk around into Boston. Risking your lives in those days. They had to send a message about unfair taxation. And I'm proud that we stand here 236 years later and show our faces. You can show your face and tell the truth about the state of our nation. And I don't have to tell you or Americans about the tough time that our economy's in. And those problems aren't going to go away by themselves. But I got to tell you, I'm at a loss to explain just what in the world Washington, D.C. is doing and how they're trying to address the problems in this country. If anybody here, if you're thinking about trying to start a business, thinking that you can borrow your way out of debt, spend your way to prosperity, you might want to consider taking a course in Economics 101.
Yes.
And I might suggest that same course for those people in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And I might add they might take a refresher course in the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, our liberties would be a whole lot safer if they were in a college classroom learning economics than they're making laws that are messing and taking away our rights and our freedom. Our founding fathers put limits on federal government for a reason, because they had seen this dangerous British government. They understood what a government was like that went unchecked. Those limits are so clearly laid out in the Constitution, but they're not slowing down the people in Washington, D.C. They are continuing to erode our rights, wasting our tax dollars, burying the next generation of young Texans with a mountain of debt. It's time for us to put a halt to that. It's time for us to put a halt to the intrusions into our lives. Put a stop to the out-of-control spending. Restore our commitment to a set of values that we know are time-tested. I'm talking about values that were forged on the anvil experience. Values that our fighting men and women are dying for around the globe today. I'm talking about life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. I'm talking about that uniquely American freedom to plot one's own course, pursue one's own dream without the fear of government intervention. We should at least be allowed to choose what light bulb we want, not just the President of the United States. The federal government has got its hand too far into our pockets, its nose too far into our business, and its fingers too deep in its own ears to hear its own people talk. It is time for the federal government to be less intrusive, more responsive to the needs of its citizens. We know that the route to success is lower taxes, smaller government, freedom for every individual, because we've seen that approach work in Texas. Just last month in this very building, we wrapped up the 81st session of the legislature with a tax cut for 40,000 small businesses. We projected a rainy day fund of $9 billion. Compare that to California. Yeah. It's got a $24 billion deficit. Yeah. And the federal government, it's got a $1.7 trillion budget. Yeah. That deficit. Is it just too much to dream of our country applying some Texas-style fiscal discipline in Washington? Is it too much to dream of Washington remembering that states' rights that are enshrined in the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution?
Yes, it is!
It is time for us as Americans and Texans to assert those rights. Remind the federal government that it was created to serve us, not the other way around. When Washington takes over something besides its basic responsibilities like national defense, experience tells us to expect something else. How about protecting our southern border with Mexico, federal government? Yeah. How about no more bailouts, Washington? Yeah. At this Tea Party, we're sending a clear message that we want stand for them to have our pockets picked any longer, our children's future being mortgaged, our rights being taken away. Standing here today, we are part of a new movement that is growing, that's gaining strength, that's building momentum. If you're fed up with what you're seeing in Washington, D.C., take out your cell phone, text in the words fed up, 95613. Send it in. We'll send Washington a message. Washington needs to hear you loud and clear with one simple message. Cut the spending. Cut the taxes. Shrink the government. Read the Constitution of the United States. If we do that, this country will remain strong. God bless you. God bless Texas. And through you, may God continue to bless the great state of Texas.